In the Indian newspaper Daily News and Analysis, November 5, 2005, Sachin Kalbag, the paper's Washington correspondent, wrote the following, which caught my eye. "The web is undeniably the ultimate storehouse of information, a sort of Encyclopedia Britannica's Encyclopedia Britannica. So, you can be as sure to find the real reason for pigeons bobbing their heads as you can be 100% pukka about finding what colitas actually means in the hit Eagles song Hotel California. If you need to plagiarize something for your academic thesis or an office report, the web is there for you. It is as if we are giving rise to an army of instant masterminds, just like the 50-odd news channels on television have given rise to rent-a-minute experts on any topic. The result is that the same generation is in danger of growing up with 170 terabytes of knowledge and information, but not more than a few bits of wisdom. The challenge for the next generation of parents, educationists, and thinkers will, therefore, not be the dissemination of information, but to change the way people differentiate between information and wisdom. Indeed, the lines that divide the two have been blurred so much that information is often confused as wisdom. To be sure, navigation skills, judgment, and the ability to find wisdom and knowledge in the fire hose flow of information were always important. But they are more important than ever as the world flattens out and more people are getting their information from news sites that are not edited with the rigor of the New York Times or the BBC, as more people are asked to learn on their own in non-classroom settings, particularly online. As more people are generating their own content, blogs and podcasts, without conventional standards, and as more people interact with more other people whom they do not know and may never meet. We cannot stick our heads in the sand on this. Joel Cawley of IBM told me that at his daughter's high school, they forbid students to cite Wikipedia entries in footnotes of their papers. Cawley rightly disagreed with this policy. "They meant well. They thought they were teaching kids to be careful," said Cawley. "But what they were actually doing is missing an opportunity to teach them how to navigate, how to go about sorting and cross-checking facts wherever they might find them. We can't tell our kids to ignore the resources on the web, but we can and must teach them better how to navigate them." CQ plus PQ is greater than IQ. My third broad theme would be passion and curiosity. It was, and always will be, a great advantage to have passion and curiosity for anything. But again, when the world is flat, curiosity and passion for a job, for success, for a subject area, or even a hobby are so much more important than they once were. Because in the flat world, you have so many more tools to take you and your curiosity so much farther and so much deeper. Doc Searles, senior editor of the Linux Journal and one of the most respected technology writers in America, spoke to this point in a review of the first edition of his book, April 28, 2005. He said, "In the new flat world, educational opportunities are limitless, even without help from school, government, churches, or business. Much of what you need to know about pretty much everything is out there on the web somewhere, especially if you're a technologist. Yes, the web isn't everywhere, but it's in all the flat places, and the flatness is spreading fast. Of course, the average and the dumb are still plentiful, no doubt about it. But try this concept on for size. Most of them were made that way. They were shaped in large measure by school systems that have had, from the dawn of the industrial age, a main purpose: to produce employees for boxed positions in corporate org charts that take the shape of pyramids, wide at the bottom and narrow at the top. There were few alternatives in the industrial age aside from farming and other relatively solitary occupations. But there are plenty of alternatives now, as many as there are individuals with access to broadband. For all these reasons, I have concluded that in a flat world, IQ, intelligence quotient, still matters, but CQ and PQ, curiosity quotient, and passion quotient, matter even more. I live by the equation CQ plus PQ is greater than IQ. Give me a kid with a passion to learn and a curiosity to discover, and I will take him or her over a less passionate kid with a high IQ every day of the week. Curious, passionate kids are self-educators and self-motivators. They will always be able to learn how to learn, especially on the Flat World platform, where you can both download and upload. Work matters, said Searles, but curiosity matters more. Nobody works harder at learning than a curious kid. For my money, they could engrave that onto the doorway of every school in America. Nobody works harder at learning than a curious kid. Some kids are just born that way, but for the many who are not, the best way to make kids love learning is either to instill in them a sense of curiosity by great teaching, or to stimulate their own innate curiosity by making available to them all the technologies of the Flat World platform so they can educate themselves in an enormously rich way. Consider this story from the New York Times Education Life Supplement, April 24, 2005. It was about Brittany Schmidt, a student at the University of Arizona, who was utterly bored with her courses, mostly because her professors seemed interested only in giving lectures and leaving.